bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, Amy is the founder and editor of Archer Magazine, and if you haven't seen it, well, I don't know, you must be going to the wrong place, but great production values, great content, it's impressive.
Thanks.
Magazine surviving in the current environment is not easy. Very few publications are actually making much money. Very few are actually getting much growth. I love magazines, always have and always will. And in my job, I try to support magazines and print as much as I can. Probably because I used to be a journalist as well. But also support online, and this has an online component as well.
It does, and the online component is really building. I think in the next month, our digital subscribers will overtake our print run, which is very interesting.
You've got to have both.
You have to have both, and I don't think... Well, part of the reason for creating a print product in this, as you say, tenuous environment, is that I think... gender diverse youth with sexually diverse identities, people with different bodies, different ability levels, etc. We don't see ourselves reflected in glossy media enough, and that was something I felt was really lacking when I was growing up. And I think also that we're super inclusive. We run content by straight people as well as queer people, as well as people with disabilities and sex workers and asexual people and everybody. And the point is just to show that nobody's sex is really represented by the media. I think that what the media represents in terms of sex is like this weird, unfamiliar...
Very stereotypical, sort of not real, isn't it?
It's so surreal. And that's very isolating for everybody, particularly us queers, because we're oppressed in lots of different ways, but also for straight kids, because you don't see yourself ever, and it's damaging, and it's,
and it creates some sort of false expectation or aspiration, which is unachievable, really, for most people, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and there's this mythology around, you know, masculinity leads to libido, and femininity leads to no libido, and there's, like, no in-between, and I think those myths are damaging as well, so we've run a couple of stories on sex drive in hetero relationships and how that doesn't always fit the mold that we're told it's supposed to.
Amy, you've also pushed the boundaries a little bit. I mean, you've actually published stuff that, you know, generally you don't see published around. For example, there was a recent edition where you featured cross-age relationships. And that did push some boundaries, even within our own communities. I remember seeing some of my friends go, yuck.
I think there is a lot of stigma around anything that has to do with youth.
Yes.
So we do have to be super careful, understandably, about triggering content and things like that. But I also think that young people get left out of debates around sexuality and gender a lot, and they shouldn't. And I think organisations like Minus 18... look after youth, but perhaps our leaders don't really listen to them enough.
And I mean, I always find, you know, a really interesting subject, because the people who are trying to shut down these sort of conversations were young and, you know, were puzzled or confused or whatever about their sexuality. So therefore, every young person must be in the same boat. And... you know, a little bit of hindsight doesn't go astray. I wouldn't actually say it isn't so much pushing the boundaries. It's actually giving a platform for a really diverse and equitable view of society.
Well, it's also an inclusive view. It's not just about equality. It's about
equity.
Inclusiveness.
Equity.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes, you're right.
Get your dictionaries out, guys. Yep.
Look, we've just had one of our listeners... write in and say, here, go Archer magazine.
There you go.
So there
Isn't
you go.
That nice?
There are some people out there who do listen. And of course, this is actually one of our favourite listeners. Hello there, Curious from Melbourne. I hope you are well. I love the fact that you're always listening to us, and I love your feedback.
Just like us, she gives up their...
We think it's a he, though, don't we?
Well, even again, you know, this person...
Yes.
Gives up their Saturday morning to listen to us.
Could be a gender diverse person.
Could
that's
be.
True.
Yeah, that's why I said
right.
this person.
Mm-hmm. They may also be in their car. Maybe they're a truck driver or a Uber driver or something, and
could
they're
be.
Multitasking.
I don't know. I have this little vision that hugs Tassie. He says, "Thank you."
Oh,
he, thank you.
They.
I have this vision that it's somebody who lives in East St Kilda, who lives in a single-fronted wooden weatherboard terrace house.
Letting us into his fantasy, Tass.
Yeah.
And enjoying Saturday mornings with the papers and pots of coffee and lots of toast and listening to our dulcet tones.
With a little
permeate.
Australian terrier at
yeah.
their feet.
Yeah, and a...
Come on, Curious.
And a cat sitting
feed
on top of
feed my fantasy.
Yeah.
You talk about community response, though, and that is, like, the community response has been so outrageously positive for Archer Magazine. We so rarely... I told you off air that we got trolled by horrible right-wing bloggers this week, which I won't go into too much, but apart from that, gee, we've had everything is positive and everybody engages so fiercely with this publication, which has sort of left me in an odd position where I'm like, well, I can't shut it down now. We're just going to have to make it work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we work our butts off.
And Amy, I have to read this out to you. It's a somebody's just called into the front desk, one of our long-time and well-respected volunteers called Harriet,
yes.
who says, Thank you, Archer, for being one of the most honest and conversational magazines on the market. I've learned a lot at my mature age. Mm. Thank you.
I'm
you
dancing
go.
In the studio. That's
there
the
you
best.
Go.
Yep.
There you
this
go.
Is my Saturday morning joy dance.
And it's important to remember those right-wing trolls, most of them are typing with one hand, right?
Oh, God.
And, you know, they are a view, right?
Mm.
I'm not saying don't worry about them.
Are they a minority?
Yes.
Is that what we think?
They are.
Because the most frightening thing to me is that that viewpoint encompasses a majority.
No.
What
doesn't.
Do you reckon, Tass?
It doesn't.
I'm
it's
with
an extreme
Macca.
View.
It's a significant
it's
minority.
It's an extreme view, yeah.
I'm
but
with
it's,
Macca.
But it's, you know, if you put them all together from around Australia, they wouldn't, those complete ratbags, they wouldn't fill the MCG.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.